Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. You're on 98.5. It is Drive. Beck with you this afternoon. And Woodvale Baptist Church is hosting a Narnia Christmas Trail. It's where you can discover the Christmas story in a new way through the magical world of Narnia, as well as the Christmas Trail. Woodvale Baptist has an Advent calendar on their website where each day you can read a Bible verse with a specific theme around it. Now, to run us through this amazing Christmas Trail and the Advent calendar, we have Rob Furlong from Woodvale Baptist Church joining us. How are you doing, Rob?
I'm good, thanks, Beck. How are you?
Good. Now, you guys have been a little bit busy over there at Woodvale Baptist Church.
Well, you could say that the elves have been very busy since June, building and constructing and all sorts of stuff. It's been, yeah, a very busy period.
Now, let's start off with the Advent calendar. What can people find when they head to your website?
So, the Advent calendar obviously is built around the Narnia theme. But as you said in the introduction, there'll be a specific short passage to read from the Bible and a devotional thought that's built around Christmas. And what the Advent calendar will do, it will take a small snippet from The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe and then relate that to the Christmas story. And the whole theme behind it, Beck, is that through, like, we often talk about fairy tales, and fairy tales are wonderful because pumpkins turn into carriages, beasts turn into princes, scullery maids become princesses, and they point to a better world. And what we're saying is, what if those fairy tales actually point to something that's true, that there is actually a true story where we become the best version of ourselves and everything gets put right? And of course, that story is found in the Bible. It's found in the Christmas story. And so that's what you will find. You'll find that kind of theme running right the way through the Advent calendar.
I love that. Cannot wait to do this with my kids, of course, starting tonight, being the 1st of December. Now, you have a Narnia Christmas Trail happening as well. Can you talk to us about this? What is it exactly?
So what we've done with the trail, we have four houses that folks in our congregation have made available. And if you go to, obviously, the Sunshine website, you'll see there the Narnia Trail and click on. It will give you the locations of those homes. And at each home, you will find a scene from The Lion, Witch and the Wardrobe, starring our very own people from Woodvale Baptist Church. Now, this is not something that's cheesy. It's been done really well. And so, for example, at the first home, everybody who's read The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe knows the big thing is that when Lucy walks through the wardrobe, she meets the fawn at the lamppost. So that's the scene you will see. And you'll go there, look at the scene, and it really is well done. But you'll notice there's a QR code. So as we're all used to using QR codes these days, you click on the QR code, and what will pop up is a short video. And so, for example, at the lamppost, I'm not going to tell you who the character is because we want people to go and check it out. But one of the characters will pop up and tell you their story. And then we just relate it to the Christmas story. And it's short, but I know I'm biased, but I had a look at the videos, the completed videos today, and they are just superb. And each one of them only runs for about 2 or 3 minutes. So the idea of the trail is you can do it all in one night if you want. Or you could do it over a couple of nights, or you could do it over a week, or you could do it over 4 weeks, however long you want to do it.
So when can we take part in this? When does it kick off and how long is it running for?
So the four houses, they all kick off tonight, the 1st of December, and they run right the way through up to Christmas. So people will be able to do this over the next 24 nights. Look, and probably they'll still be up because most lights stay up till early January, so they'll quite possibly be still up then. They're going to be running all the way up to Christmas. But there is a fifth part of the story, and the final part of the story is only running over the 16th to the 23rd of December, and that will be at our church. That's just the final story, the final part, and people can come along and take part in that as well. But we're only doing that for a week because it's pretty hard to keep a church open at night for 24, 25 days.
Oh, fair enough. This sounds amazing. If you want to be part of the Narnia Christmas Trail or you want to take part in the Advent calendar, you can find all the details on our website, 98five.com. Thank you so much, Rob.
Thanks, Beck, and God bless you. And if we don't talk beforehand, I hope you guys have a wonderful Christmas.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energised.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.